And now, James Gravel.
In two previous programs, we began an investigation into the organization of the Lord's Church and observed that the Bible speaks of how elders are to be appointed within the church. We find the qualifications of these men in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1. In 1 Timothy 3, 8 through 13, we find the qualifications for the men who are designated to serve as deacons in the church. The word deacon derives from the Greek word meaning servant. Of these men, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. Let these also be tested, then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, but temperate, and faithful in all things. Let deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their houses well." As the name deacon implies, these men were servants of one sort or another. Unlike elders, deacons were not charged with the oversight of Christ's flock. Rather, they were to assist the elders in carrying out various important tasks within the church. Notice, too, that in the New Testament, we do not read of any congregation having deacons without elders, which is one of the reasons why the Lord's church today is organized in the same manner. Elders make decisions of expediency for each congregation. Deacons help carry out those decisions. In Ephesians 4, verse 11, the Bible also speaks of evangelists and teachers, but neither of those is presented as being any type of office in the church. Rather, they simply perform specific functions, such as preaching or teaching. Once more, let us point out that the word pastor never is used in the New Testament to refer to preachers. Rather, it refers only to elders. If you are searching for the Lord's church in the 21st century, you need to examine the organization of whatever religious body is under consideration. If it is not organized the way the Bible says it must be, then obviously it's not the Lord's church. Are you a member of the church that is organized according to instructions given in the Bible?